You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yesterday, it was Mike Tomlin's weekly press conference, and he's still without his number one running back and his number one wide receiver.
Two significant ones, though. We still don't have a lot of clarity. James Conner and Juju, I'd probably characterize both guys as questionable as I stand here today. They got some work in front of them in terms of rehabilitation and maybe practice participation, and we'll see where all of that leads. I really just don't have an indication of what that might be as I sit here.
Which means we're probably talking about an indication that neither guy will be in the lineup on Sunday. Who knows? You progress going forward as what the status quo is right now, Jim, which is neither one of those guys available for Sunday. You do get Maurkice Pouncey back, which will help the run game, I would think. No, that's nothing against B.J. Finney necessarily. It's Maurkice Pouncey. It's all-pro center.
They've only lost one game that B.J. Finney has started in his career.
Really?
Yeah, it's like 11 or 12 and 1.
That's an incredible number.
Yeah, it is.
I got another number for you. You ready?
Okay.
Number of points the Pittsburgh Steelers have scored in the first quarter in their last three games.
It's not even one, don't believe.
0.0,
Mr. Blutarski.
Yeah. That being said, I don't know if you can realistically expect their offense to suddenly get on track early in ball games when they're without their number one runner and their number one wide receiver, unless you made this point earlier, Duck Hodges walks out there on the turf at University of Phoenix Stadium against the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday afternoon and starts slinging the football around a little bit, because it feels like the offense, at least the first 10 plays or so of this offense, regardless of who the quarterback's been, whether it's Mason Rudolph, whether it's Devlin Hodges, you could even go back to
Ben,
the first couple of weeks with Ben.
Yep.
This offense has gotten off to a slow start regardless of who the quarterback is. And again, most offensive coordinators script those first 10 or 15 plays. I'm guessing Randy Feuchner does the same thing. He hasn't been asked about it this year as far as I can remember, which means, are they attacking the game early on, and do they need to attack the game differently early on, even if it's, say, Duck Hodges at quarterback this Sunday?
Well, we saw Mason Rudolph throw plenty of balls downfield inaccurately, either in a lot of cases overthrowing guys, underthrowing guys. You know, Hodges has done the same thing. You know, I would suggest that if you came out and even with a single bats back set, but put Hodges under center,
mm-hmm,
and ran a play fake to Benny Snell, and you sent two guys deep, one of those guys is going to be one-on-one coverage.
What's that called? A play action, right?
I believe it is.
A play action pass.
And
I've heard of that before.
Whoever Patrick Peterson is not covering, maybe you try that guy. But that might be the best time to do something like that. It'll be aggressive, and I just played that soundbite during the last update where Mike Tomlin talked about he liked Devlin Hodges when he was aggressive.
Right.
And that was after they fell behind 10-0. And really the play that opened it up was kind of accidental, where there was an offside and it was the old free play.
Right.
And so, hey, just I'll throw the ball up,
fling
there
it up, see what happens.
See if J-Dub can go up and get it, and he did.
I wonder how you balance that, though, because the one advantage, at least stated by the coaching staff, that Duck has had over Mason Rudolph, at least during this transition period, is Duck is not dangerous with the football. Like, he's not. You're not holding your breath every time he lets go of a ball more than 10 yards downfield.
He will not kill us.
Exactly. Thank you, Coach T. That being said, how do you keep him from killing you if you also want to... Mike Tomlin made a very big point yesterday about how this team cannot get behind to the Arizona Cardinals. They can't keep hoping that their defense is able to drag them back into football games.
And, you know,
because they've done
right.
It via turnovers, and the Cardinals don't turn the ball over that often.
When you talk about some of the personnel that they have on defense with Suggs and Chandler Jones and Patrick Peterson, you wonder how they're so bad. But they are. You know, which suggests you can run the ball on them. And you can pick your spots and complete passes. So it's there for the taking. But again, it falls on the defense to not let the...
To not let it be taken?
Well, no, I don't know. It falls upon the defense to keep Arizona off the board.
It's football.
Because they didn't play well against Baker Mayfield early on. It looked like the same old that we had seen until they did have that stop down by the goal line for a field goal.
It's really slow starts on both sides of the ball. And we focused on the offense because they haven't scored a single point in the first quarter of the last 3 weeks. But the defense has had their slow starts as well, multiple times this
year. It seems like TJ Watt has like a sack early on every game. He makes like the first three and out, he's in on two of the plays.
There needs to be a concerted effort. I don't know who you lobby for these sorts of things. I'm not a lobbyist. There needs to be a lobby created for the TJ Watt for Defensive Player of the Year award.
Well, his brother's not doing much these days, so
I think he's JJ, get up off your duff.
I think he's helping him.
Start a social media campaign or something.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.